Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 13, 2020. Bring the world to balance. Question: what practical significance does talking about balancing all of nature have if I can't even influence myself, let alone all of humanity? Answer: we must learn to influence ourselves, to evoke the right influences of the upper light, the positive forces of nature, and thus compensate for all its negative states. Even one person can compensate for absolutely all states, including you and everyone else. So in no case can you say that you can't do it. Each and every one of us can. Of course, you can say, there are billions of people in the world. Even if I do something, it will be a billionth part that will give nothing. This is wrong. Man is able to bring all of humanity to balance. And that's how he should act. The wisdom of Kabbalah says this in many sources. In particular, in the article The Love of God and the Love of Man, Baal-ha-Sulam writes, thus, each and every mitzvah that an individual performs affects the whole world. Each mitzvah that the individual performs before the whole earth is full of knowledge develops the world, so it will come to this. It is said, and one sinner destroys much good, since through the sin he commits, he reduces the weight on the scale. By this, he turns the world backward. It turns out that any person by one action violates the harmony of the world or corrects it. Therefore, in no case should we neglect the positive contribution that everyone can make to the balance of the world. Now we are in a special state when we have thrown the huge global system out of balance so much that it begins to emit viruses. That is, from its non-equilibrium state, it can no longer compensate itself in any way, except by releasing harmful biological microsystems. Therefore, we need to understand that there is nothing left for us but to seriously take up our responsibility to bring the system to balance. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 15, 2020. What is equal in our destinies? Question: you say that in the end, everybody's destiny will turn out well. But each person has his own route of the soul, and the path of moving toward it is completely individual. How can everybody's destiny be equal? Answer: what is equal is the fact that everyone's specific effort should be in accordance with his soul, with all the properties that arise around the soul, in order for a person to realize its potential, its final state in the common system of Adam. All this is so interconnected that no one has any preference over others. In the common soul, we all achieve absolutely complete correction. Therefore, he whose egoism is bigger, his correction is more difficult, and he whose egoism is smaller, his correction seems easier, but in fact, it is not. It all depends on the help he receives. As a result, it turns out that everyone is absolutely adequate and everyone is equal. It is similar to the structure of a human organism. If it is perfect, then no cell has any preference over another one. If you remove one cell, this violates the perfection of the whole organism. Therefore, in the future we should not even touch on this topic. After all, in the final state, everyone is equal and absolutely perfect. In order to strive for this perfection, everyone is given exactly the same conditions. The bigger the egoism, the bigger the requirements for its correction, and the smaller the egoism, the less the requirements. But practically everyone reaches complete perfection. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 8, 2020. Anti-Semitism in social networks and beyond. Remark: Jews are a group of people who have united on an ideological basis and stayed in such a connection. My comment: this was back in ancient Babylon at the time of Abraham. People felt that they wanted to be united because in this movement they could find themselves, answer the question about the meaning of their existence. Remark: at first, this group developed within itself. Then, according to the plan of creation, As it is written in all the sources, they were to pass this method to all the nations. If for some reason, they did not do this, then another law was activated, the law of anti-Semitism, some counteracting force that separates people, in order to forcefully unite them later. There are many manifestations of anti-Semitism. Nowadays, it is actively displayed in social media, it is anonymous, and remains unpunished. You can also see this in the comments under your videos. Human nature is evil, and when people also encourage each other, it naturally takes a different turn. My comment: I never read these comments. Why should I be soaking in their hatred? I already know human nature. I know they have nothing good to say about anyone but themselves. Anti-Semitism is within them. It is not from them, but from above. This is a reaction to our incorrect behavior, to our failure to follow the method of correction, to the fact that we are lagging in implementing it. To the extent that we are late in correcting and spreading the methodology, they hate us and therefore write such comments. To the extent that I am hated by everyone in the world, I see that I am doing my job correctly. I do not take offense with them. I think that this is mine. Here I work from two sides. Their reaction to me depends on my behavior, on my success in spreading the method of correction to mankind. If they are so angry with me, it means that I still cannot cope with my responsibilities. Question: does that sort of reaction from their side suggest that you can't explain the method in a clear way yet? Answer: yes. It is not their fault. They react automatically, they are controlled by nature. So, I look at everything calmly, expecting nothing else from them. On the contrary, it is all natural and comes from the Creator. I do not relate it to any person, I always relate it directly to the Creator. In other words, I have to test myself to see if I can somehow further disseminate this method of correction, show the world that it is necessary for everyone, and then maybe they will change. But it is unlikely. Remark: I specifically gave an example of anti-Semitism on the internet to show just how hatred can become global. If earlier, people were limited to pogroms in some villages, and it did not even spread throughout the country, today, due to the development of the internet, hatred can be cultivated and grow very quickly. My comment: it is global, it is in all continents, it is in all nations. But in the end, we will overcome the Jewish inertia, and we, Kabbalists, will be heard. Perhaps under the blows of fate that await the Jews, but they will fulfill their historical mission. In accordance with this, to the extent that the whole world is now soaked with anti-Semitism and will become even more so, humanity will begin to understand and perceive this method on the same scale. Therefore, the whole world is preparing for this, but still in a negative sense. From CabTV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel July 22, 2019,